This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good morning. Today we are talking about all things plants with volunteer Cheryl Kaplan from the OSU Extension Service Master Gardeners Program. Good morning, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Ashley. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too, because my yard is starting to look like spring wants to be here, and it's making me think about plants and, of course, the wonderful service that you guys do with the plant clinic that's now open. Could you tell me more about it?
Sure. So Master Gardeners, we staff a plant clinic, and it is absolutely free. It's at the OSU Extension office, which is called the Courthouse Annex down by the courthouse, open Monday through Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. So you can come in person, bring something like your question that you have, or if you have a particular plant that you're trying to figure out insect is eating it, or why is this not thriving, or what is this plant, you can bring it in, a sample from it, and our volunteer master gardeners will help you out.
And I think the coolest thing about this program, because it is a program I've used before, it's how I discovered what this terrible plant in my yard was, a heavenly bamboo. And it's been so difficult to get rid of. Yeah, see, you know, I had no idea. And so I was so grateful. But it's so much better than just trying to Google questions on the internet, because I couldn't find the answers I was looking for. And then when I finally took some pictures and brought it to the Master Gardeners Clinic last year, I got the answers, and I'm still fighting it. But the heavenly bamboo is very difficult to get rid of, but at least now I know. So that was a good use of that. But what are some other things that you see come in with the clinic?
Well, some things we see come in, if people want to have soil sample, they might get their soil tested. So they'll bring in two cups of soil. Dry soil is preferred, or if not, it's going to have to spend some time getting dry. And then you pay for this just enough. It's enough to help as a fundraiser for Master Gardeners, which is a volunteer program, and then also pay for the chemicals that are used in the testing. And you get results back to tell you how to amend your soil, particularly if you have an area of your vegetable garden, or maybe your roses aren't thriving. You can get some more information that way.
Go ahead. Please go ahead, Cheryl.
Oh, I was just going to say, for some people who can't make it in between the hours of 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, you can always email your questions in, or even call their phone number and leave a message, and the volunteers will get back to you.
And so the services that you're describing are something that seems to me that would take a lot of knowledge and schooling. And this is a volunteer program. So where are your master gardeners? Where do they kind of gather their knowledge to become master gardeners?
Well, each master gardener goes through a multi-week training session. And we just completed one this last fall. There are no plans right now to start up another session. But I went through 10 weeks of training and then some hands-on experience. And then the most valuable way that we keep learning is through continuing education and learning from each other.
And are you finding that when people are bringing things in, are there challenges or new things for the Master Gardeners to learn as people are bringing their questions in?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes there's, somebody brought in a couple different kinds of apples one year. And so you spend some time looking through the many, many varieties of apples, trying to figure out which one do you think it could be. Was it a heritage apple or a newer variety? So just questions like that. And the Master Gardeners talk to each other. It's really, really quite valuable. You know, Ashley, there are some other things that are happening, too, that I thought would mention. If people are interested in learning more about gardening, we've opened up registration for a class called Spring into Gardening. It's on Saturday, March 12th, and the cost is reasonable, $25. And for that, you can have four different classes. It starts at 9:30 with a keynote speaker on why use native plants to increase biodiversity in your yard. And then there's four more classes throughout the day ending at 5:15 p.m. Registration is necessary for this, so people can go online. If you Google Douglas County Master Gardeners, you'll get to our webpage. You can register there, or you can go into the OSU Extension office and register and pay that way.
And is this a good program for somebody maybe like me who's more of a beginner when it comes to gardening, or should you kind of have some of that under your belt before you jump into this seminar?
It's great for a beginner. I remember taking it about 6 years ago when I was still working full time. And, there's classes on growing berry crops or garden soil basics. how to grow and manage olive trees if you're interested in that, growing peppers and tomatoes. So just a wonderful variety of classes for both the new gardener, wannabe gardener, and experienced gardener.
And I heard that you know where to pick up plants if you're looking to add to your gardening experience with the upcoming plant sale.
Yes. So we are going to hold, Master Gardeners usually holds a plant sale each year. So it's going to be on Saturday, May 7th, down at the fairground. And one cool thing that we are doing right now is we've opened up to vendors who'd like to come in and have a table, a small booth there to sell things. So, if you go on our website, Douglas County Master Gardeners, you can find the vendor information. And then if you're not a vendor and you just want to pick up some great plants for your yard, just plan on coming in that Saturday, May 7th, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m.
And if somebody was looking for more information on Master Gardeners, maybe even thinking, I really like gardening, I want to take this further, mm-hmm. maybe become part of the Master Gardeners, how would somebody start on that path?
Well, again, I would recommend coming in maybe to the plant clinic and talking to the Master Gardeners there. We have our new students that trained us last fall are spending time in the plant clinic to get used to answering gardening questions. And there's always a very experienced Master Gardener, a seasoned Master Gardener with them. And so just chat with them, one-on-one. We ask that you wear a mask going into the building. That's a requirement through OSU. But just come in and visit and or send a question to us. And I just thought of something else, Ashley, that's another free way of exploring more about plants, and that's to head out to the Discovery Garden at River Forks Park. So Master Gardeners manages that garden, and there are all kinds of different gardens, a Japanese garden, a children's garden, a rock garden, a xeriscape, which is, growing without watering, rose area, just so you can walk through and read the signs and just spend time looking at how things are managed.
One of the things I like about that garden specifically, the Discovery Garden, is not only can I take my kids and they have a great time, but then my husband and I can kind of walk through all of those different examples of ways to keep gardens. Because in my head, there's one right way to do it, which I've never found because I'm so I'm so not great at it yet. But this gave so many different options of ways to combine different elements of either a raised bed or using what you have, mm-hmm. like old bathtubs. The diversity of options was really interesting. And I'm curious, are there other ones that are other ideas that people are adding to that all the time?
Well, each section of the garden, I believe there's around 25, are managed by at least one or two master gardeners. And they're always looking to adapt to change because gardening, to be sustainable, you need to change with the season, with the temperature, with the amount of rainfall that we're getting. It's always fresh and there's always ideas to discover around every corner as you go through that garden.
And the best guides on that journey are the Master Gardeners. So for more information about contacting either the plant clinic or just the Master Gardeners program, for more information, how do people do that?
Well, I'd recommend first visiting our website, Douglas County Master Gardeners. Just Google that. But if people aren't on the internet or don't want to do that, they can come into the plant clinic and talk with someone there, get connected. And then we have wonderful executive committee that will, again, all volunteer that would be glad to answer any questions.
All right. That sounds like an excellent start and just kind of warming up for spring and getting ready for all this growing and these plants. And thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us today. It was Cheryl Kaplan from the OSU Extension Master Gardener Clinic. Anything you would like to leave us with today before we go?
Well, just hoping that everybody feels as bit by the gardening bug as all the master gardeners do.
I think that's easy to do right now, too, with all of this fresh spring in the air. Well, thanks for
Definitely.
Taking some time to talk to us today. And we'll be, I'm sure, catching up with you as the season carries on for growing things and more awesome things taking place with the Master Gardeners program. So we will jump back into the news. But thank you so much for taking some time today, Cheryl.
Glad to do it, Ashley. Thank you.
Thank you. That's been your Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.